broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
And we are going into our sixth year for the Norwalk Film Festival. Joining us now, President and Board Member Sean Fox is here. And Sean, welcome back to the show. Good to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you in person. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. And I saw recently that you guys opened up submissions for the 2026 year. Talk a little bit about the Norwalk Film Fest.
Yeah, so as I said, we're going into our sixth year. Having hit that five-year mark is a really big deal. And we had a great celebration last year. Matthew Modine came out to support a film that he was a part of. And we had 60 films from the Connecticut area and from all over the country that screened at the District Music Hall. And it's just a great way to see a bunch of up and coming artists and who are making different films. And Matthew Modine, you know, not so up and coming himself, but he's a big star. So it's a great way for people to mingle and see, you know, some up and coming artists and see the stories that they're telling.
I mean, one thing I learned from you, Sean, when we first connected is that we have a very, I think, rich film culture here in and around the Norwalk area. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. There's so many people here who are living here and making films here, which a lot of people don't know. You know, they're not the major major blockbuster films, but there are some of those that are filming in the state. But there are so many people who are, you know, they have a story they want to tell, and they write it, and they get some friends together, they hire some professionals, and, you know, then they make a movie. And it's, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 to 20 minutes. And we're so happy to be a place that people who are making stories like that have a place to show it.
That's
and
amazing.
The advancements in technology, and some of them are done on phones, some are done on these tens of thousands of dollars cameras, but the quality of story that is being told by people who live around here is just remarkable. And like, as we get further and, you know, more years and our submissions are going up, the quality just keeps getting better and better. And it's not that we're attracting more people from, I mean, we are attracting more people from around the country, which is great, but it's the level of quality that is being made here in Connecticut is increasing exponentially also.
It's so cool. That's why you should definitely check it out when the film festival gets here in 2026. Submissions are open now through September. What are you looking for?
It's mostly short films.
Okay.
Yeah, so which is great too for the audience, because you can come and you can kind of see a little bit of everything. So we'll have like some horror films, which obviously not a lot of people love, but then we also have a lot of comedy, drama, documentary blocks. So we really cover the whole range of stuff. So if there's something you want to see, you can find it on our schedule and you know, when that gets posted right before the festival, but you can find basically whatever you're looking for. And usually, like, we had so many of the filmmakers come out too, so you get to mingle with those people afterwards and say, how did you get that shot? Or tell me about how you wanted to, you know, what made you want to write that story? So that's my favorite part of it, is like getting to talk to people and like see that excitement when they're, you know, their eyes light up when you ask them, why did you want to write this? And they just, they'll talk for a long time about why they love it.
It's so incredible. And again, the actual film festival is in kind of it tends to be the early part of the following year, but you guys have events throughout this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Yeah. So we've done a couple already this year. We did one called Working the Scene, where we had five different directors and five different sets of actors all do the same scene.
Oh wait, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, so you got to see how different actors played the you know, the exact same lines, how they played it, how the director chose to do different shots, and so we had a whole audience for that, so everybody got to watch and do that.
Cool.
We had another one with RE Cameras this past week, which they are one of the biggest in the country, biggest in the world, making cameras and lighting and lenses for some of the top movies and film movies and TV shows.
Wow.
That are being done. So they came to Norwalk, they brought all their newest toys and stuff and showed it off to a bunch of, we had like 45 people came and checked that out. And then next week, which is unfortunately sold out because it's a cool event, but we're doing a wine pairing with movies. And
I can't imagine why that sold out.
I know, right? It's so weird. But yeah, so we're very excited for that one. And since it's sold out in like a matter of hours, we'll definitely be doing more, because it's a cool way for people to come. And we're going to highlight regular Hollywood films as well as some of the films from our festivals past that we can show clips from, so people can get a little taste of the festival and some wine.
That is it, right? A little bit of everything, which sounds amazing. Again, Sean is here, who's with the Norwalk Film Festival, the president and a board member. you know, I'm curious on average, Sean, kind of ballpark here, but how many submissions would you say on average you usually get?
It gets over 200.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, so
how do you do that? So I understand now why you need like 4, maybe 5 yeah. months to go through
exactly.
all of it. I don't envy though, like the board or the group that has to look through all those. I mean, what are you sort of looking for? What makes certain films or short films like stand out
yeah.
to then become, you know, part of the film festival?
It's really the story. You know, we have ones, as I said before, it's like some that are shot on iPhones and some that are...
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a technological advance in life. The fact that people are able to make these unbelievable films just on their cell phone
right.
is incredible.
And so we have some that are shot on iPhones that will make you cry. And other ones that you can tell people spent tens of thousands of dollars on and you're like, okay, that was fine. You know, like...
Wow.
So it really all comes down to story.
Wow.
And, you know, and it's like, if you can tell a compelling story and then make the whole, you know, make people feel things, it doesn't really matter what you're filming
on. How you did it.
Because once you make that, then you, if that, you know, that's the crux of it.
Mm.
Like, you can have all the fancy equipment that you want, but if you know how to tell a story, that's really what it's about.
That's what's
And
gonna
I do have to shout out, we have a team of, we are an entirely volunteer organization. Nobody on the board or anybody is taking a salary. So any donations, ticket sales, all the submission fees go right back into next year's festival. And we have an army of volunteers who are helping with all those screenings and getting through all of our submissions and everything. So it's like, it's an army of people who make this happen and
yeah.
all volunteers. So
all
I have
good
to shout out our volunteers
a,
helping those,
seriously,
helping get through all
that. Right? I mean, all good things take a village, and it sounds like you've got a pretty great one.
Mm-hmm.
If people want more information from submissions to events coming up, mm-hmm. anything like that, where do they go?
You can go to our website, norwalkfilmfestival.org, and follow us on Instagram at Norwalk Film Festival. Everything gets posted there, and you know, there's a mailing list on our website as well. So
I was going to say,
yeah.
I'm on your mailing list. That's
yeah.
how I keep up to date with everything going on.
Yeah.
It's really, really helpful.
Yeah, so that's, you know, we're always announcing new stuff and giving discount codes when needed. So it's, you know, that's the best way to keep up. And also you can email us if you have anything you want to see or want to volunteer, of course, and join our army of film lovers.
I love it. Sean Fox, I want to thank you for what you do, president and board member of the Norwalk Film Festival, but also for joining us on our annual diner tour. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, keep me posted on those submissions. Again, you've got until September to get those submissions mm-hmm. in, and we'll keep you posted on events and everything on the way. Thank you.
Thank you.